Look, again, we are going to ask the audience not to applaud the candidate that I don't support. You're just wasting your own time. Nah, George, I'm practicing my condescending tone. I think I... Well, no, I've got a microphone. I can say what I want and be condescending. Now, maybe I'll go into news reading someday. Wait, I am... Oh, that's the British term. The British... I'm sorry, folks. For those of you in Reed Rapids, you're going to want to hear me say this. A newsreader is what the Brits call the guy on TV. We call him an anchor, or we call him an editor-in-chief or some jazz like that, which is just a puppet name. It's not really what he does. Yeah, you know, the guy that shows up on 6 o'clock evening news, you know, it comes up, good evening, it's 6 o'clock, and this is what we want you to believe. Yeah, I don't want to comment. I don't want to get into politics on the debate. I'm going to say this. I've said it for a long time. Me being right is something that I can't not bring up on the podcast. I said for a long, long time, when Trump was going to go head to head with Hillary in the debates, he was going to say things that the people who were awake and reading the newspapers, listening to the radio, watching TV, people who were there for the 90s that saw the Clinton mess, had been waiting for decades to hear someone say these things. And Trump said them at the debate. That's what was going on. So I said he was going to say it, and it was going to make those people who've been waiting over 20 years to hear someone say it, they're it was going to make them happy. And that's what that was. So if you're under 25, you're not allowed to have an opinion unless you remember the Clinton scandals of the 90s. Now, I was 12 plus then. So let's see, carbon dating myself, 36. Yep. If you're 22, you weren't quite born about, you know. So, no, I don't know. I'm not saying that it was right or wrong. I'm just saying that that's what was going on there. That there have been people that have been waiting for someone to say that to the Clintons, and no one has ever said it. If they do, they say it in an office, and then suddenly they mysteriously commit suicide in some way that's impossible, like locking themselves in their apartment from the outside, or I don't know. Just weird stuff happens to people. They called it Arkanside back in the 90s. For those of you that weren't awake yet. You know, like you were young and you didn't know. So Trump unloaded. This was there's kind of a generational thing there. If you were an OG, that's original gangsta for those of you from Reed Rapids. If you are an OG, then you know that was 20 years of frustration that was unloading there. And the fact that Trump was willing to say that earned credibility for him, and votes were decided with him saying that. It wasn't about the tone and the debate tactics. And if you want to talk about tone, you need to go listen to the Pacific Daily Times over the Symphony blog. You can search it, the Symphony podcast, which I haven't been doing lately because I've been busy coding. But I've got a trip coming up, and I'm going to have a few hours on in some airplanes. And so I think that I'm going to go process these. Now, I've got like 3 months of Symphony editorial blogs that I need to get published. So I'm going to get those on there. I'm sorry. I tell you something. I never thought that I would be doing computer code. I never did. I had a friend in high school who'd always talk about Linux and a Unix box, and how a Unix box was different from a PC because apparently processors were different back in the 90s, which is, again, the Clinton era. I'm carbon dating myself again. But he used to always talk about it. And, months before graduation, Andy committed suicide. He had some marijuana plants in the closet or something, and he found out the police were coming to his house. And he wasn't a bad kid. He said he was a devil worshiper, but I think that was just pomp. It was a 20. I'm getting all depressed. George, you're supposed to keep me from getting depressed. All right. Okay. I'll finish. Yeah, no, it was a 20 gauge shell and a 12 gauge shotgun, which can theoretically work. And he was desperate. It wasn't planned. It was a month beforehand. So I think I know where he is because I've had private conversations with him that I plan to share with his mother one day. Anyhow, he would always talk about Linux. And so here I am using the thing. I've got another buddy in America that I spent just a little bit of time with named Matthew Brandley. And he mentioned Ubuntu for me, and that was where I really heard and remembered it because no one in my circles ever talked about it. Well, now I find out that a lot of Americans are installing Ubuntu on their computers. And I studied Bible. I wanted to go into politics. I've written a bunch of books. I never thought that I would be using Linux. I never imagined myself just, and it was through hobbies. You know, I guess I'd say that, you know, keep teaching yourself stuff and never presume what you like and don't like. And I'll never forget the kid. Mom ran a daycare in her home, and there was a 4-year-old who declared he didn't like broccoli. And Mom, being intelligent as she was and cunning nonetheless, said, "Well, how do you know you don't like broccoli?" "Well, I don't know." She said, "Well, you don't know you don't like it unless you've tried it." He'd never tried broccoli, but he declared he didn't like it. Maybe he wanted to be president. That's an old joke for those of you back from the 90s. No, look up broccoli H.W. Bush. Go Google it. You'll find some fun videos. Mama, I ain't gonna... Yeah, another time. But it was a running gag. But so he tried... The kid, the 4-year-old, tried the broccoli, and broccoli became his favorite food. Which I suppose disqualified him as president. So you never know. You're going to, the hurricane. I'm supposed to talk about a hurricane supposed to go to the state, supposed to create all this disaster. It ends up clipping right around the coast like hurricanes in Taiwan often do. And I'm supposed to, fine, hurricane. Now, I remember someone saying that the hurricane drought, there's four hells, by the way. It was in the Book of Enoch. He saw them. Two were good and two were bad. But in the four hells, what is a hurricane drought? I don't know. But someone said that the hurricane drought was misleading. And I want to know, see this, I use a brain. Misleading means that I'm trying to mislead you somewhere. So what exactly was this hurricane drought that no one knows in the four hells what a hurricane drought is? But what was this hurricane drought trying to mislead us to? Was it trying to sell us bad soap? I know people are wondering. I know you're wondering. What was it trying to mislead it? What was it consciously trying to trick us into buying? Well, I'll tell you. You see, that hurricane drought knocked on my door, and it tried to sell me a coffin. A coffin. And I responded, "That's the last thing I need." Okay. All right. I'm going to get to the point. Everyone has problems. Everyone has goals and things we want to do. When things conflict, we choose what to do and what to reject. This is called choice. There seems to be some kind of disconnect in many people's thinking when we make a choice. We have our excuses. Somehow we think that having an excuse will relieve us of the negative backlash from our choice that we excuse. But negative backlash isn't stopped by our excuses. Consequences, good and bad, come from actions, not from our excuses for them. But not to worry. At least we have our excuses. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.